Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I gotta take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You gotta take in all those big aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
Should have never been a fad. The black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And I'm hoping this coffee gives me a little pick-me-up. I'm feeling a little sluggish. Might be the heat.
This beer's delicious, man.
Yeah, we mentioned last week that we forgot or we didn't have our cans of the latest Deep Woods.
Yeah.
So we decided, here we are this week, and we opened up the Dread and Breakfast.
Summer release, three. I feel like the summer release they've done at least the last three summers. I don't know if I remember it before that. The very first one I want to say was Honey Jacket Straight Jacket.
Mm-hmm. Then there was a Supermassive.
Supermassive, which I think was my favorite one.
Yeah, and there was it Mixed Berry?
Mixed Berry might have been the same year Supermassive.
Yeah.
And then last year. We love the availability and we love the quality, but it all starts to run together when it's happening like every other month.
Yeah, you get excited. There's a lot of them, and it's great to see. And we love trying them. We love going there for the variants and everything.
Last summer? Now I want to know.
But this past week was Dread and Breakfast, the Cuvée, and then Lifeboat, right?
Yeah, Lifeboat is basically tropical BCS.
Okay. I love this label on the Lifeboat.
Oh, yeah.
Lifeboat label is great. Bunch of mango or papayas floating, or guavas, passion fruits, mangoes floating in barrels in the water. Skulls, that's a great looking can. That might be my favorite can.
Coconut Deeth was, how can we forget that? Coconut Deeth was last summer.
Oh, okay. this has a nice bit of coffee in the Dread and Breakfast. Like, it's just solid. I don't know. It's not like gonna blow you away. It's all around good.
Yeah, they do a good job. It's basically dark matter coffee blended into a blend of cuvée.
Yeah.
Fantastic can. It's the skeleton guy having breakfast with a revolution mug. He's one of those guys. He's got bacon and eggs on a plate. He's fucking having breakfast. He's drinking coffee out of a Rev mug. He's one of these guys, though, that holds the mug opposite direction of the handle. People like that drive me nuts. I saw Lion and Kugel do that once on a Cheers. We're all doing a Cheers. And Dick, Lion and Kugel, or the brother, they're holding up their mug opposite direction of the handle.
Oh, if you're cheersing, you gotta handle it.
It drives me nuts. I can't stand it. And that's what this guy's doing.
If you're by yourself, it's like, that's fine. You don't trust. I feel like the people who do that don't trust a handle. They had something, they had a handle break on them one time.
I think if you're lifting a thing with a handle on the opposite side of the handle, you need to get your life together.
You have trust issues. You have trust issues. But 15.88%.
Yeah. Breakfast blend ale.
I started marking them on the bottom of the can.
ABV. Yeah.
Instead of the top.
Maybe it fluctuates or something. But yeah, it's delicious, man. It's integrated very well. Like, there's a huge whack of coffee, but I don't feel like it's overshadowing what we like about cuvée.
Right. And then last episode, you had went right before we recorded it, so you were there drinking some of the variants.
Yeah, so VSO Boss Ryeway. There was a VSO Lumberstruck. What else was there? Oh, there was a Supermassive Dread and Breakfast.
Okay.
And I tried the Life Jacket on draft.
That was the one I wanted to try, and I ended up going there on Saturday.
The next day.
I got there around noon or 1.
Yeah.
And they had already announced that they had no variants for that day.
It's kind of bizarre. I feel like I feel like they went out their way to announce that they were holding some variants back for the following day. I feel like I saw that. And then they didn't. So I think they got their signals crossed, the people announcing stuff, and maybe the people on staff. Maybe
they just kept pouring.
Right. That, I think so, because I feel like I heard that they were going to have it both days.
It is weird to not have it for the second day, because that draws people in.
Well, Saturday's a different day, right? Because Friday is 2 p.m. start, 3 okay. p.m. start. That's tough for some people to get there, you know, you got right. by 2:30. That's hard. So it would make sense to have them Saturday.
Yeah. But I got there noon. It was pretty quiet
yeah.
in there. I just ended up grabbing a seat at the bar. I didn't know if I wanted to get into any of the deep woods this time because they didn't have the variants. So I just got myself a cold time.
Cold time, which is a lager?
Yeah.
Premium lager, man.
Tasty. I was waiting for the Hibarito burger.
Smash Hibarito.
Guy, yeah. So I was drinking my cold IPA or cold time lager. And he showed up, and then I went over to order. He's like, it's going to be like an hour. I'm waiting for...
Oh, so he was there.
He was there. He's like, I'm waiting for basically my stuff to be here. Like, or a staff. It's like,
you
dude, you showed up without burgers. You can't. That's your thing.
You know, Rev doesn't have food, A. B, people are jazzed that you're going to be there because you're always doing some suburban shit. So you really could have just sat your ass in the car and just not even... made an appearance until you had your stuff.
Right.
I mean.
So I'm just like constantly like trying to peek. I'm sitting at the bar. I'm peeking over like, is he taking orders yet? Mm. What's happening?
So he sets up. So Rev, you got the bar and you got the open space with the giant flag where the sun comes in right behind, you know, right behind yeah. you. Where's he's set up on the side?
By the loading dock.
Loading dock, yes.
Yeah. I thought you got it from.
I did. He set up in the loading dock. Yeah, I was wondering if it was different. Again. Yeah.
Which is awkward. He needs like a sign outside of the loading dock.
Because I sat under the flag, right? So if you've been to Rev, it's the opposite wall of the bar. All the way at the other end of this massive beer hall is the giant American flag that takes up the whole wall. It's like 50 feet tall.
Right.
Oh, but anyway, if you're sitting back there, you can't really see what's going on in the loading dock. No. So you're constantly getting up.
Yeah.
To go check on and see if this guy's ready.
But I was sitting at the bar, so I was just always turning, kind of looking. Yeah. Looked like a crazy person, probably. Like, I'm not drinking Deep Woods, and I've just got my... I ordered then a Anti-Hero, because we had been talking about it on the show. Number one beer from them.
Not a bad beer. Not bad at all.
So, at this point, I'm like two beers in, and I still haven't got this burger. Mm. I was like, am I leaving? Like, if this guy does this, I went back.
Man, so you were going to leave and not even get this?
I was like, oh, man. I can't trust this. I was like, okay, I'm going to check. And he was taking orders.
Okay.
But then you just take them with the QR code. So why didn't you just give me the QR code when I first went there? He's like, yeah, it'll probably be like an hour. Just go ahead and order. And we'll text you when it's ready. It's like, yeah, and I got there. And there was already burgers, like, coming up. Like, other people beat me to it. I got it. It was good.
Smashy burrito. So it's
I might have been I was two beers in.
I mean, you know.
And I was like, maybe I was hungry.
This is part of
this is great.
This is part of his strategy here. Yeah. You know, starve him out.
I went double smash.
Oh, you went double smash.
Yeah. Okay.
They got the white cheese.
That was great.
It's got the Hibarito, a sweeter Hibarito than, you know, your regular Hibarito have.
It is messy and hot.
Mm-hmm.
That's
like spicy hot or
temperature because you're holding this thing that like just came out and you're like, God damn it. I can't hold this because it's too hot.
It's pretty thick too for a smash. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not mad at the size. I enjoy the size, but I'm just saying as a smash burger, it's thick.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for sure. So that was great. I think we still need to post a picture of one of these up on the feed. So we'll post that. And then I ended up just getting one of their hop waters.
Which I feel like has got to be a new product, right?
Yeah, it's brand new. I think this last couple weeks, what was it, Zero? Super Zero.
Super Zero.
It was great.
No.
Not as good as Hop Fresher from Lagunitas, but it was good.
Lagunitas still number one in the power rankings.
I think so, yeah. Okay. This one.
What about, where's it ranked next to like the sketchbook one from Beer in a Glass?
Ooh, right there.
It's right there, like neck right and neck?
Yeah.
Okay. So you got Lagunitas just a little bit ahead of everybody.
Right.
And then this next tier is where Sketchbook and Revolution Play.
And then the Sierra Nevada is under that.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't had them all. In fact, I can't remember any of them.
And that's where I ended it. No deep woods, nothing fancy, just cold time and anti-hero.
Okay.
And a heat burrito. That was like the most ridiculous thing. And it was pretty quiet in there.
Yeah.
Everyone was coming in, picking up their beer to go, picking up their four packs or their cases or whatever they had.
Yeah.
And that was just surprising. For a release day or a release weekend, it was like whatever.
Yeah, I think summertime and the Fruit Forward Life Jacket, the Fruit Forward beer, kind of splits the audience, I think. Like, A, it's summer. B, this fruit thing is a polarizing thing for some people. So maybe that played into it, and then I don't know.
So, but that was the only thing I ended up making it to this past week. I think just chilling, avoiding the heat.
Yeah.
And rain.
Yeah. Yeah, you did more than me. We're not too far from this place. Standard. I keep calling it Standard Meadery, but it's not Standard Meadery.
Standard Meadery is on the south side, right?
No, it's in the West Burbs.
Oh, which one's on the south side?
You're talking about these OG guys too.
One in Beverly.
Right. I can picture it. What's the name of that joint?
There's a B. Is there a B in it?
I think so. What is the name of that joint?
Bumblebee's Meadery.
Because we quit drinking them after you know, I think after Shrams hit the market, I just quit drinking those guys. I was drinking them because they were local.
Right.
But, yeah. What's the name of that joint?
All right. I forget. So Nick's going to look it up, but he's talking about the one here on the north side. It's right on Elston. It's called Second City. No. Second City. Got me all confused now as I was thinking about it.
Wild Blossom.
Wild Blossom.
Yeah, Wild Blossom.
Okay, in Beverly.
Yeah.
So Second City Meadery on Elston. I've biked by it multiple times, and I'm always like, oh, I got to go in there. I like the logo. It looks like it could be nice in there.
Yeah.
And then I just...
Then you just never go.
Then I'm like, do I want mead? Yeah.
I think that's the problem. It's mead, right? Like, and on paper...
It's me. It's me, not you.
You know, Second City Meadery does have a very nice space on Elston. Second City Meadery is they got a really cool logo with a B in the inside of what would be a Chicago Star.
Yeah.
So it's very nice. I was trying to look at their website because they had, I don't even know why I went to this place. I mean, I know why I went. Oh, Beer in Front. That's the guy's name who does the pod. Beer in Front interviewed these guys and they were on my mind and I'm like, I hadn't been, I want to go. So I got the Blue Line, which is a blueberry mead with vanilla and cashew.
Okay.
Yeah. And their space is very bright, and you can tell it's kind of fairly new, like, or the rehab was new. It's a very comfortable space. It's kind of your standard setup. There's wood everywhere. There's folks in the corner playing games. You know, there's a couple of couches. And then there's a bar that holds, like, maybe six people, you know.
Okay. Were they just doing regular mead? Were they doing any kind of cocktails or mixed blends of the mead?
I think that's part of my issue. Like, I get this mead. I get a half a pour. But I would prefer the guys that do a sparkling version of their mead, or they do like a sessionable version.
Right, and I think the Wild Blossom does that. I think they have sparkling meads that are like, they cut with sparkling water, so they're not as sweet. It's more like a kombucha or like a shrub or a tinker kind of.
You got me with the shrub and the tinker. like, what the fuck is that?
You mix your shrubs. You like shrubs are like syrups that you can add then to your sparkling waters to kind of like flavor them.
Got you. Okay.
So it's like a thicker.
Like, yeah, it's water, but it doesn't feel like water.
Right, but you add it to like a plain sparkling water. Like you'd like take some of your shrub and you add it. It's like almost looks like syrup in a sense, like mead. You could just mix it with a sparkling water.
I would have preferred that they had different expressions of their mead. They're just kind of offering you like, hey, we made time to blend this mead with these flavors. Here you go. And we're not offering you any variant on the type of mead. It's just a still mead in the most straightforward sense. Which, if you're a mead purist, so this is a great thing for you.
Sure.
You know, I was like, I don't know why I got this sweet-ass fucking mead. I'm ready to go. I mean, nothing against the mead because the space is cool. I just like, I went and I wasn't in the mood for mead. So that's where I'm speaking from.
Right. How many meads are you going to have?
Also that, yeah, you know, yeah.
You have glasses and glasses of wine, but then mead's like, huh. You can't have like glass and glasses of sherry.
It's more of a chore. It really is more of a digestif almost, right? More of a dessert or something.
Yeah.
You know, that's not your destination. It's a part of your night. You don't go. You don't say, hey, it's 5 o'clock. Let's go get some mead, right? You don't. So this is all my fault, is what I'm saying. But you know.
Do you think you'd go back?
I don't know. The fish guy's doing something. You know, it's right down the street from the fish guy. I might stop back for that. You know, it's a cool space.
Can you bring food in?
I think so, because they don't have a kitchen.
What would you pair with mead?
You know. Wow.
Maybe a salad. Like,
right?
With like a, then you could.
Vinaigrette, get some, you could throw a few fruits on there.
Okay.
That could work, you know. You know what you could pair with mead? You know, just give me a sparkling mead. Let's start there.
I'm bringing sparkling water.
You pair some sparkling water with this meat. That's what I want with my meat, man. Some ice cubes and some sparkling water.
Okay.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's a chill spot, though. Especially if you just want to do something different and want to go visit a source. You know, because technically they're wineries, you know, all meaderies. There's no, the government doesn't classify meat as its own category. If you open a meat, if Brad Nick opened a meatery, we need a wine license to do that. So.
And meat is gluten free. I have a guy that I work with. He's gluten free, lives on Beverly, so he says he always goes to the spot there because that's what he can drink.
Okay. This Deepwoods is not too bad. Not so bad at all.
Like Jamaican in here with the, it's 90 degrees outside. We got our 15% stout.
This is ridiculousness for sure. It's really good though. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, where the cuvee, there's cuvee and then there's life jacket. I was wondering if they should do, after having Supermassive, I was wondering if you should just do, after I saw it on the menu, I'm like, why don't you just come out with Supermassive as the variant? But now that I'm having this, I'm kind of glad they didn't. I kind of like it, the coffee, you know, as a feature item instead of just being this big overpowering thing.
Yeah. Okay.
So, I kind of like it like this.
Yeah, I dig it. I haven't had a big stout, I think, since probably the last time we did some Deepwood stuff.
Yeah. I was trying to do a search on their website for what the blend is this year, because on the can they make it a point to say meticulous one-time release of this cuvée. So I know it's different from last year and different from 2 years ago. 2 years ago, I think the first cuvée was probably the best one. Mm-hmm. You know, the second one, I think, was just...
Okay. Yeah, so... Let's see. So those are spots we hit up this past week. Did we miss anything? Any events? I'm sure we missed plenty of events.
I mean...
There's always stuff happening.
Yeah.
It's kind of getting... it's getting wild out there. Coming up, I think we're going to do an episode with Oak Park.
Yeah, I'm down with that. So, like, does next week work for you?
I think so. We're going to do Oak Park Microbrew.
Okay.
The Fest is coming up. Tickets are for sale. This is a great festival. It always rains, according to Steve Hamburg. It always rains.
Yeah. It for sure rained last year.
Count on that.
Yeah.
If it doesn't rain, I might stay longer. But I was like, it's raining. I'm out.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to drink in the rain.
So get your tickets for that. That's coming up. Plenty of those suburban breweries are always there. Like we've said before, this is your time to try. There's ones from Joliet or wherever they're coming in from.
They all make it a point to go to Beer in the Glass and to this spot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's as close as you'll see a lot of those suburban breweries intentionally come.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
And then I saw there is a label that went up for one of the bourbon counties, possibly, since we're talking barrel-aged stouts today.
Yeah.
There was a gingerbread
bourbon county stout.
Right.
Ginger and clove?
Gingerbread cookie? Yeah, it was like ginger, clove, some sort of something else in there. Cinnamon?
That sounds ridiculous, Brad.
It sounds correct for what a bourbon county could be, but we know what years ago someone let us know that there's fake labels.
The TTP labels are public. Anybody can go view them. But Goose has kind of alluded to how they often get people off the scent. Since everyone knows a TTB is public, you know, they would rather you still guess what the variants are instead of just going to this government website. So they intentionally create BCS that won't get released and send it to TTB for label approval.
Do you think they're doing this now where people don't care?
I think they probably still do that. Because without, like, so Goose is, you know, national brand. So, you know, they work with external companies, right, for their marketing stuff, right? You know, so it's like there's still value internally in them kind of rolling it out
on their pace,
you know.
The last time.
So I would say, if I were guessing, I would say yes, they're still doing that. But I don't know. But yeah. I mean, but you know, that party is what, usually October?
I think so. There's yeah. 2 months we should know, or probably a month and a half we'll know what all the variants are because they're probably all getting packaged.
Right.
Within this next month, they're all being packaged.
You package them and you preview them in October, you sell them in November.
Yeah.
So it's go time. Yeah.
I don't know. I'd be down for gingerbread. I don't know what would you be excited to see from Goose on the Burma County front this time?
If they made a version of Neapolitan and then nailed it the way I had it when I very first tour on Goose Island.
Mm-hmm. Do you think they got to dig into some of the like big hits this time? Like past hits to kind of...
What was last year? Last year was the return of Barley Wine.
Right.
And it was also... Well, there were still remnants of that whole fancy barrel phase that they've been in the last few years. So there was a, there were two fancy barrel ones. One was like a Jim Beam. Oh, I think one was like a Knob Creek. And that's what I mean. They're kind of, you know, they all kind of blend together. There were no adjuncts. They do fancy barrel, no adjuncts. There were two of those. Extended aging, right?
Yeah.
So the only one I remember is the barley wine because it was in the killer packaging and we hadn't seen barley wine in 2 years. And then all the other variants, the one that kind of polarized everybody might have been the tropical one, which the first night I had it with you and all this lime exploded.
Yeah,
I
love that.
Oh, this is pretty great.
Or you know? Do you think they need to lean into a pastry stout more so?
Oh, instead of just these fruit things? Like the oatmeal cookie? No, fig cookie was one last year.
Yeah, but that was like they need an Oreo, like an Oreo stout.
The problem with this beer is that it's already so damn sweet, you know? Like, that's the problem with that beer.
Make it sweeter.
Make it sweeter?
Just lean in.
What about vanilla? You know, just bring back vanilla.
Bring back vanilla?
Yeah. Run back Pappy. You know? Do that. If, you know, if that would be my vote. You know, bring back
or
the original.
A White Russian one.
White Russian. Like So a White Russian is vodka and milk, right?
Kahlua?
And Kahlua.
Yeah.
All right. So a coffee liqueur, like a coffee and cream liqueur BCS. I mean, I would definitely try that one.
Yeah, like more of a mocha, like a...
Yeah. Yeah. So that'd be my vote. This barley wine was really good. Bring back vanilla. Bring back Pappy.
And do some good coffee.
And do a good coffee one. Yeah. Tight, give me a tight four variant release. Damn. Right? Because I mean, are you like we named what was it? Prop, oatmeal cookie or fig cookie, and what was the other one? The other one was See, and that's the problem with these.
The bird one?
No, the bird one was that was the
prop. Oh, that you forget them.
That was the prop. Yeah, that's the problem.
I think they also need to. 2 years ago, they did the. Regular bourbon that you could have in each one of the barrels that it came from.
Oh, like, yeah, regular BCS was like single barrel, basically.
Right. If you knew the code, you could be like, oh, these were, I don't know.
There was a Heaven Hill, Buffalo Trace, and Wild Turkey.
Do that again. Yeah. Like, do that again so people chase those bottles.
That was cool.
Even if they taste the exact same, really.
Yeah. And the nerds will set up and have and buy a bunch of four packs. Or just so they could have that experience of trying to decipher flavor profiles from these distilleries.
Right.
That'd be fun.
Even though they can't, but...
You know, I could try, right? That'd be fun. Yeah. I'd rather see that than to see 8 different variants. Bring back Kentucky Fog.
No.
I like Kentucky Fog. It grew on me.
Get out of here.
First time I had it, I'm like, this lemon smells like the same lemon in like a cleaning product. It smells like Pledge. Why are they doing this? But it was one of those years where we had to have them all because we couldn't have it. The preview wasn't in person, so we sat on these beers for a few days. Mm-hmm. And they came with stoppers. Oh, so I've revisited the Fog like 2-3 days later, and I'm like, you know what? I like it now.
That chocolate orange was a hit.
I think which one that was. Midnight Orange? Not Midnight Orange. That was a few years ago.
Wait. Yeah, it might have been Midnight Orange.
Okay. I like Midnight Orange. My favorite one in recent memory was the dark berry ones, like the blackberry, the brambleberries. Bramble rye. Right. That's one where I'd find it. This was, I say, 2019, 2020. You'd randomly see it in the suburbs somewhere for $30. I'd be like, give me that one. I drank it a lot in the winter. It was really good.
Yeah, you know what? It's too late for them to, like, I'm sure it's all planned out, but it would be fun if they did similar to what Rev is doing, but almost like, here's 4 berry ones, and guess what? You can also mix them together and make your own mixed berry. Like if we had a bramble, a raz, a blackberry, and a blueberry, Bourbon County Stout, go ahead and blend them. So then you're like kind of getting people to buy 4. Here's 4 different coffee ones. Here's a vanilla coffee, a mocha coffee, a regular coffee, and I don't know, something else. And guess what? You make it a little mocha vanilla.
You know, since they're offering so many different versions of it all at one time, I mean, encouraging people to blend them and create their own, I think, is a good idea.
Yeah.
I think that'd be fun. Like, it kind of was like, I didn't really like this beer, but it was a pigeon beer from Spiteful. It was a porter's. They sold it in a mixed 4-pack, you know.
Right.
And they kind of encourage you to mix the strawberry with the peanut butter.
Or they did that with the phase, no, not phase 3, microphone.
A-side
and B-side.
Oh, yeah, but you know, the phase 3 one, if you're a bird, I'm a bird.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Those are different, too.
And you could blend them together.
I like to see that. If you had a 4-pack, a mixed 4-pack BCS.
Berry 4-pack.
Sell them all. Sell them all, and then the bottles that we know and love, right? It's a fantastic bottle, by the way. It might be the best looking bottle on the whole and all of beer. But buy you can the option to buy them all individually or buy them in a mix 4 or a mix 6. I think that's a great idea. We need a refresh or something exciting for this brand this year, right?
I think so, but it's probably too late.
Because they made so much of it, there's nothing you can do, right? There's gonna be a ton of it. That's just how their program now.
Yeah.
But for us locally, I'd love to see something cool like that.
Yeah. Free ideas.
You're welcome. You know.
We're here.
We're here for you.
You could bring us in as consultants.
You know.
That's fine.
let's order from what's that place with the really good burger down the street from them? We'll come in, we'll have a talk, we'll order from Smith and in the basement.
Oh, they got the really Loyalist.
And we'll order some burgers from the Loyalist. You know, we can talk this out, you know. Yeah. We're here for you.
Okay. Damn, look at this. We got all these ideas. Free. Anything else then? We should talk about on this barrel aged front as we're in the dog days of summer.
Yeah.
And we're talking barrel aged stout.
Yeah, but to bring it back home, man, you do got a lager from Alarmist on the table.
Yeah, and we will probably drink this next week.
Okay.
On the show, because we had the sketchbook Alarmist lager on the last one where we ran down our favorite beers of the year so far. Yeah. And this old Fitzgerald is just sitting here.
From last year. It's delicious. I think we were going to do a head-to-head with VSOJ at some point.
Okay.
So I think it was just that we put it there as a reminder to do that, which we should do at some point.
Right. We need help. We need a friend.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else before we get out of here?
I think that's it, man.
All right. Be sure to follow Nick. Where can people find you? Get in touch when we're not here.
Hey,
how do I wrap this up?
How can you find me when I'm not saucing on
50% beer?
I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
I'm on Twitter at BRad, or we're on X. It's X now, right? It's not Twitter.
I saw that. X, so. And you said X videos was trending?
Yeah.
Oh, that was good.
Follow Chicago Beer Pass on things. Chicago Beer Pass, website chicagobeerpass.com. And we'll be back hopefully with the Oak Park episode on the next time.
I'm about to email them right now, man.
Take care.
Cheers.